of the G.I. Jake Show starts now.
Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now right here on Fan Run Radio. As we go through this list, this disgusting list. If you've not already, go check out Inward Half Golf, guys. See the promo they put out yesterday on Twitter. It's on my Twitter, John Reed's Twitter. Giving away some stuff. Giving away some stuff, Jack. I like free shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I like free shirts. I don't want to pay for another article of clothing for the rest of my life. That's how expensive things are getting. Check them out online at inwardhalf.com. Enjoy the walk-in. Let's get Roberto in here next. Roberto, you want to have some fun with us?
What's up,
Roberto, we're going through a list. You want to jump in?
I'm going to start some Tennessee basketball recruiting information.
Go ahead.
I don't actually have any. other than if I were placing betting odds on our boy down in Florida, being here, I've been told Lanier is like it was -20,000 last week, and it's like -50,000 this week.
Really?
Yeah. If you're making betting odds, the people I know people are very, very confident.
Very nice. Roberto, we've been going through a list here, and just want to say, do you want to have some fun with these last six coaches and their salaries to see if they're overpaid or underpaid?
Oh, please. I would love to get in on that. Is that acceptable?
Absolutely. So, let's through the top 10, and we're down to number 11 at Mike Elko, Texas A&M, getting paid $7 million a year. Too much? Not enough? Or just about right?
$7 million at A&M?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I listened earlier. I know you know what I do for a living, right? So financial advising and really estate planning. Yeah. And I can tell you 100% that $7 million in Tennessee and Texas is a lot more than $7 million in any other state in the SEC.
This is true. And you throw Florida in that
state taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Florida. I really don't count them as part of the SEC anymore. I've kind of moved on from them.
Yes, they're just they're
no, you're right. Florida is also – it lives in a tax-free state, right? So
right.
Income tax-free. Though they have weird taxation on AMT stuff, alt men stuff. Let's just table that with okay. I mean, the money there goes so much further, and $7 million for him coming from Duke. Here's a hot take, Jake. I don't know how good he's going to be at A&M, and I don't know if $7 million's a lot. But them taking that step down to pay him $7 million is a step up for them because I think he's a better coach than Jimbo Fisher, who had a national championship.
That's a very interesting take. I kind of like that. I'm actually 100% in agreement with you on that. Brett, what do you think? Overpaid, underpaid?
I think it's probably about right. I mean, in today's game, to get a coach, you got to pay. And, I think it's a good starting point for him. Now, if he's successful, which I think he has the potential to be at A&M, he has the resources. He's in the hotbed for recruiting. Obviously, they've got the money, so NIL is not an issue, for them to go out. And as we said, and Joel Klatt had him 25 in his preseason rankings, so the talent's obviously there. They get Wegman back, so we'll see what he can do with a better group of players. But he, for what he did at Duke, I think it's all the right amount of money.
I forget the quarterback's name that went from Duke. It's Riley something. Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Wegman as good as Riley Leonard? I'm doubtful. And he has to have an elite quarterback, in my opinion, to make his team go. Because he's so defensive-minded, he just needs to be able to let his quarterback go freewheel.
And up next on the list, Hugh Freeze, $6.5 million.
Is this the one you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This one kind of stood out to me.
Way underpaid.
That's what I thought. $6.5 million for him.
I know he's got his skeletons for sure, of which there are many. But, man, $6.5 million for a guy like that, who is the only guy to ever really figure out Nick Saban and whip his ass consistently.
Maybe that's why Saban left. He almost beat him last year.
With an awful team.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. Let's be honest. They should have beat him.
Yeah. I mean, that was fourth and 31.
Yeah.
You have to score to get a first down, and you just throw it up, and one of your guys goes up and grabs it. I wanted that so bad.
Nick Saban, I think in that moment, may have realized, I can't out-recruit better coaches.
Now. Yeah.
With NIL.
Mm-hmm.
And then up next, actually, Jack, Hugh Freeze.
No, yeah, that's definitely good. He's got the pedigree. He's got some
should respect, he be in the 9 million category with, like, Heupel and, like, some
eight
of those?
And a half.
8.5
I think he's about 2 million under what he should be.
Yep. Okay. Hey, guys, interesting factoid. Do you know what he was making at Liberty? Because it was not public knowledge because they're a private institution. Do you know what they were paying him?
It was more than that, wasn't it?
No.
I thought it was.
It was north of $5 million.
Well, Liberty's got the money to do it. I mean, they're in NASCAR. They got money to throw away on NASCAR. They can throw money away on a coach.
It's funny to me. People think Liberty doesn't have money, and it's like, Falwell money is God money.
They just re-upped Chadwell, did they not? Am I wrong on that? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think he's at $3.5 or $4 million.
That's crazy.
He might be at $5 million.
So there are actually people out there that think that Liberty does not have any money. Do they realize that is the biggest online institution in the country?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Usually people who make those kind of blanket statements are usually pretty uninformed about literally everything.
Yes, like the price of Totino's pizzas being outrageously expensive right now. And then up next on the list, we have Shane Beamer.
Oh, gosh.
$6.125 million at South Carolina.
He makes more money in a single day than most of us. Let me do the quick math. He makes that'd be about $21,000 a day, give or take. Nah, it's not quite that much. It'd be like $16,000 a day. So in a week, he makes more than the average American makes in a year.
Wow.
Anything over what the average American makes in a year is paying that guy too much. That's for a whole year.
That is for an entire year.
Can we play something after this, Jake, on him?
Sure.
Can I throw out a question you guys to answer after this? What would Shane Beamer do if he was not a football coach?
He'd be a cashier at Publix.
No, he's not smart enough for that. Food line? Maybe a food line cashier?
Oh, God. I think there's only like two in East Tennessee still. One is in Maryville, and the other is in La Follette.
We have two in Maryville.
He'd be one of those guys that you got to go, like, when you're going to self-checkout, it's got to check the IDs to, like, make so they check their birth date and, like, punch it in for you.
He's
so
the guy that's still telling you to wear a mask?
Yeah. So he's a greeter at Walmart. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Walmart.
He's the pull your mask up guy.
You guys realize like, none of us are going to be able to walk into a grocery store after this because we belittled every front-end job at a grocery store.
Big up to actually Food Lion. They've rebranded themselves out in Maribel. King Maribel loves them some Food Lion now.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's too good.
Sam Pittman, Arkansas, $5.25 million.
That's me? Or
yeah, you go. You can go ahead.
$5.25 million for Sam Pittman is actually the right number, but only if he's the offensive line coach.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's probably one of the best O line coaches in the country.
No, he is.
Oh yeah,
He's probably the best O line coach on planet Earth.
Yes, he is.
He could be in the NFL easy.
Like, he is to offensive line coaching as Rodney Garner is to defensive line coaching. Like, that's how good a pedigree that is.
Yeah.
He was just not meant to be a head coach.
I mean, he helped Kirby and Georgia just start ramping it up.
He had a good offensive line when he was here.
Yeah, oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. He's gone, they've been very good.
That's a fun question to kick around one day on a small guy topic, Jake. What if Butch Jones doesn't fire Sam Pittman to hire Mahoney or whatever the hell the guy's name was?
Oh, God.
Best coach on planet Earth at a position and fired him for Butch Jones's like high school buddy, who now I believe I could be wrong, is the head football coach at like Heritage or something.
Ossivet is the head coach.
Ossivet, no, my bad.
That's Jeremy Pruitt guy.
Yeah, my bad.
And then your last two coaches, Jeff Levy, Mississippi State, $4.51 million. That's probably about right. Maybe a little bit underpaid, but that's
Don Mahoney's coach of Webb.
Ah.
Pardon me, at Webb.
Yeah.
Well, that's a step up, I guess.
They wouldn't even hire him at the Butch Bowl over at Catholic.
So who did you say? You said who's the coach you just mentioned?
Jeff Lebby, Mississippi State, 4.51.
Gosh, that's man.
I think that's a steal.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have thought maybe six for him.
Well, I mean, in the
that's a tough job he's taking over.
Yeah, they're a dumpster fire, and it's not anything of their own.
I hope they just give more time than they gave the guy last year.
Arnett, they don't like defense down there anyway.
That's true. So. Yeah, but it, just the spot he was put in, it was just so tough. I just can't believe they
He didn't ingratiate himself to the boosters. One of my guys is a big booster down there. Yeah.
I really thought they were going to get Chadwell down there, but I don't know.
They're fools. They're fools for not hiring Chadwell. But,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lebby is Josh Heupel-Light, and that's basically what we hired Josh Heupel for, right? Wasn't his first contract like 5.25 or something?
Yeah, I think so.
It was right around that, yeah.
And maybe Levy's even better. We don't know.
He very well could be. And then last on the list, we have Clark Lee, Vanderbilt, $3.05 million.
We actually know how much he makes? I thought it was like a Liberty thing where we don't know.
Oh, we know exactly how much he makes, and he's not even worth $50 in a full tank of gas.
What did he say last year? They're going to have the best program in the country or something?
They're going to win championships.
Win championships? Yeah.
Him or Shane Beamer, Jake?
I'll take Shane Beamer over Clark Lee.
I actually think Clark Lee's a better football coach.
He's ugly. Jack, add him to the list.
Which one?
That's harsh. That's
both.
Harsh.
All right.
One's got a big forehead, and the other one has no hair.
Gosh.
Jake, thank you for letting me participate. Can I throw out one more thing to you guys before I have to jump anyways? And
sure.
You've been very gracious with your time. Thank you. And I'm grateful that you let me weigh in on that.
Yeah.
Last night, there was two things that stood out to me about our baseball team. One, we're not hitting the ball well. By the way, it's nasty out. Be safe, guys.
Yes,
we're not hitting the ball very well right now, and that's worrisome to me because our starting lineup was in there the entire game. Like until the last inning, Ariel Antigua didn't even step on. I mean, we had our starters.
Right, right.
That was one thing. And the second thing is, did anybody notice, I think it was number one for Queens, looks exactly like Jake Miller. Real story. Guys, have a good one.
Appreciate the phone call, Roberto.
Whoa. I'd have to look up their roster.
I don't draw comparisons to
but
myself.
But we couldn't even get on their website yesterday.
Queens University Baseball. Who is number one? It's loading.
Oh, nice.
Let's see here. Andrew McDermott is his name.
There's no telling when that pitcher was taken.
Oh!
Does it look like you? Are you looking it up?
Twin?
His hair might be a little bit shorter, but... Oh, my goodness. Like, the beard and everything. This is scary.
I'm trying to load it up. Here we go. Whoa, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, boy. We're almost the same height. He's got my army weight. That's what I would have been at that age.
Yo, that's kind of crazy.
This is New Jersey Jake, is what this is. That's where this guy is
from. Yeah, I have just pulled up a picture, yeah. That's a good shout by Roberto there.
Ooh. Well, now I'm scared. I don't know. His nose is a little bit bigger. They got a side shot of him. His nose is that ain't my nose. My nose just kind of goes at an angle and it stays at that angle until it curves. His like goes down and then points out. Now I'm scared. I don't know what to do now. Roberto has thrown me for a loop. I have a lookalike, apparently. And he plays at Queens. I don't know. Thoughts? Someone help. I don't know what to say right now.
No, that's he's a Division I athlete. That's pretty cool. Your lookalike is at least a talented
is
baseball
Queens
player.
Is Queens Division
I? I thought they just moved like either last year or this year.
I'm trying to. Yeah, he like swoops his hair the same way and everything.
And he may even looked even different like last night. You know, telling when this pitcher was taking. Like he could have looked even more like you last night playing. I didn't get to catch any of the game, so I don't know. I may have said the same thing.
I'm scared. You know what, Brett? I think this is a good time to go to break just because I'm scared. Okay. Stay with us. G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. Hey,
talking crazy, she don't like the way I dance. I said you don't have to join, then she said she'd take a chance. I've been kinda crazy ever since they went down. I got kinda lost, and baby, this what I found. Girls like you just wanna take me around, around and around. Oh, there's two things that you're gonna find out. They don't love you and they only love you right now. If I was smarter, I'd have stayed my ass at home and leave them Broadway girls alone.
Back here on the G.I. Jake Show, Roberto has tweeted out a picture of Andrew McDermott, and now it's just staring at me. This is, I don't like it, Brett. I don't like this at all. There should only be one me in this world.
What was the other thing you were talking about when there was like three Jacob Millers or something?
So, the name thing, that's...
I'm sure that's a popular name, though.
When I was at MTSU... I called the admissions office. It was like right before I was going to class because I need to make a schedule change or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, well, what's your student ID? I was like, it's this. And I was like, can I ask why? And she's like, oh, because there's 27 other Jacob Millers in our system right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Three of us were in fraternities.
That's wild.
Yeah. So with what MTSU hadn't kicked off campus, you had about a 1 in 3 chance of running into a Jake Miller.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, I mean, and then I'm ringing up a card one day when I was working at a place in college. I'm like, your name's Jacob Miller? My name's Jacob Miller.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've ran into a couple of Jacob Millers in my life.
I'm sure.
How many Brett Hollanders have you run into in your life?
Zero. Just me, myself, and I.
How many Jack Piantas have you run into in your life?
Absolutely zero. No way will I meet anyone with that name.
I barely ran into anybody with my first name. No, I mean, I know the first name for y'all is just, like, common as can be.
Jake.
And Jack, you know, like, those are probably two of the most common names around.
Did you know that Bob Marley's right-hand man was named Jacob Miller?
Wow. No, did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Spitting some knowledge for us.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you didn't watch his new movie.
No.
Marley.
Yeah.
Goodness. So many Jacob Millers. There's a rapper named Jake Miller.
Wow.
Yeah. You're the only Brett Hollander.
I'm sure.
You're the only Jack Pianta. I'm one of probably 500,000 Jacob Millers. There might be more than that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Brett, you had an interesting story that involves NIL in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so I remember it being talked about a little bit, and they've kind of finalized most all of it. But next year there's going to be a basically like an in-season tournament, or it's called the Players Air Festival. And basically these teams have been invited, or basically they're going to get paid $1 million to participate in this tournament. And then whoever wins the tournament gets a huge additional NIL money will go to the winners. So basically, the teams right now, there's 7 of 8 teams finalized: Alabama, Houston, Notre Dame, Oregon, Rutgers, San Diego State, and A&M are the 7 teams out of 8 so far that are going to play in next year's tournament or round robin. I don't know if they've set like how they're going to do it. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be like a Maui or any of those other tournaments kind of thing. And then they plan on in 16 to move it to 16 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it is right now.
And before you know it, this is going to be bigger than March Madness. I know how this works.
I mean, yeah, when you get money involved like that, players are going to play hard for it.
Goodness.
Yeah, just trying to find some more of the – yeah, it's going to be played over Thanksgiving. Stupid ads. But yeah, so that's kind of the tentative idea. If I can get this off. Yeah. Stupid ad. Yeah, so, but that's kind of the general idea. I'm sure more details will come out, but yeah, I mean, you know, one coach came out and said, I don't care if it was played in a bleeping parking lot for $2 million, we're going to go. Anytime we can get some more money to our program and to our school, I'll be there. You know, I'll play them anytime, anywhere.
So I guarantee you that same person would say, well, if we got invited to the NIT, I wouldn't go play.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was the Houston's coach. Because that's the pitcher that's involved with the article, mm-hmm. Kelvin Sampson.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, worst case scenario, they make the NIT that year. They're not going to go play in the NIT, but they'll go play for $2 million. They'll go play for $1 million, whatever it is, they're getting paid.
Yeah, it says direct pay for play is still against NCAA rules. The workaround here is all players will be paid after completing away from the game's endeavors while in Las Vegas.
Open up Pandora's box. That's what you did. You opened up Pandora's box with NIL and the transfer portal, and now you cannot shut it. Guess what? This is the world we live in. Eventually, I can see a world in which you're probably playing for, what would you say, Jack? $3 million a player if you win the NCAA tournament?
I mean, yeah. Why not? Get these players some money.
Could you imagine how hard these teams would be playing?
Yeah, exactly. It'd just be better basketball.
And, I mean, you already, in some ways, you can see how March Madness is better than the NBA playoffs.
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this coach basically said, there's not a decision we make that's not NIL-driven. I'll play in the parking lot of Mandalay Bay. Just clear the bleeping check.
There you go. As long as the check's wrote, they'll play. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, I mean, gosh, I don't know. I wish Tennessee was involved, kind of. Yeah. Go out there and play. I mean, I don't know if we're one of the teams contacted to go play or if you have to reach out to the tournament. But, I mean, it's kind of a weird kind of, you know, you'd think you'd try and get, like, Duke with Cooper Flagg involved or some of the bigger names that are going to be in college basketball next year, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. Because I don't even know who the face of college basketball is next year coming into the end of all that. You know, you don't have – I mean, you got Cooper Flagg, but he's kind of a – you know, we'll see what he does at the college level. But, you know, he's the only one I can really think of off the top of my head. You know, you don't have to worry about looking at Edie anymore and people like that. So I don't know. I think it's going to be cool. You know, we'll see how it works. And it's just getting bigger and bigger.
And then you have the other side of that in which some players are using NIL to their advantage
mm-hmm.
and doing good with their NIL money. Did y'all see the story about Quinshon Judkins?
Did not.
So, of course, played at Ole Miss, transferred to Ohio State, and he went back to his hometown of Pike Road, Alabama, and he presented a $10,000 check to his former high school program.
Wow.
And for every touchdown he scores, $1,000 will be donated to the Alabama Kidney Foundation.
Well, he's going to score quite a few touchdowns.
He's going to score quite a few. So
now, I know they have the other guy in the backfield, Henderson or Travion Henderson as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be splitting carries, but he's going to get his fair share. That's for sure.
And it's good to see stories like this because you only see the bad that usually comes out of this. We've seen stories where checks have quote-unquote bounced.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen stories in which, you know, guys are not getting what they were promised.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Really good to see stuff like this. And then, switch over to baseball again.
Okay.
No, more specifically, what is, for now, my Chicago Cubs?
What'd they do?
Brought out Zach Edey to throw the first pitch.
Ah.
And he missed by, like, 20 feet.
He's 7'4", though. It's got to be hard to throw a baseball, right?
Yeah, but you would think that you know how to at least throw the ball straight.
There's a lot of pressure. He's throwing at Wrigley. Do you think that scares John Reed at all for his first pitch?
No.
No?
John Reed has ice in his veins.
Okay.
John Reed is going to execute that first pitch to the best of his ability.
It was a bad first pitch, but I've seen worse than what Edey did. There's been some bad first pitches by celebrities or whoever. I've seen some bad ones.
George W. Bush, best first
pitch
ever.
I think 50 Cent like hit the camera guy standing almost directly to his left.
Yeah.
I think I remember that one. I think Sir Charles had a bad one, like where he like threw it basically in the dirt.
That's Charles Barkley.
I don't know. There's been some bad ones. But Edey, I was so finally glad. I mean, I'm tired of seeing his face, first of all. What is the Cubs doing bringing that guy out of there? What association does he have with the Cubs?
He's not even at an Illinois school.
Is he a Cubs fan?
I would hope not, because then I have to relinquish my fandom.
Oh, man.
I hate that guy. Like, I really do. I cannot stand that guy.
No, I'm telling you, I wish he'd line up and let just people run at him in football.
Goodness. And, of course, you have certain websites that are predicting win totals, what's the floor, what's the ceiling for certain teams around the SEC. We're going to go over that probably tomorrow. We have more time to do it because they're getting posted literally by the hour right now. As far as anything else that goes on in the sports world today, you basically have the Pacers and the Knicks tonight, Madison Square Garden. Jack, that was a big thing in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are reliving some of those great memories or bad ones for their team from the 90s. Reggie Miller scoring, what, 8 points in 5 seconds?
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. Yeah, I mean, most NBA players nowadays, that's their favorite place to play, other than their home court, obviously. So, very fun. Love. When the Knicks are good, the NBA is just better off for
Yeah,
the
Garden's electric, man, right now. Like, they got them and the Rangers just rolling through the playoffs right now. I mean, it's crazy, I bet, up there.
And every single game they've played so far in the playoffs has been down to the wire. So, I'm just hoping that trend continues. Pacers.
What helps is you have an elite atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's sure. key.
Celebrities coming left and right.
Yeah. You got Reggie on the call. You know, he's been historic in that rivalry. I mean, he had probably the greatest moment in the rivalry with those 8 points and the choke thing around towards Spike Lee. You know, I mean, I can't think of a, I mean, there's been so many playoff moments, but that's iconic. And just that rivalry, man, to get that back kind of. I mean, I know it's nowhere near what it was, but. Maybe to get it back. I mean, those two young teams, you know, get another star in there to New York with Brunson next year. I mean, especially. But they're, I mean, I hate to say whoever wins the series is going home after that, it seems like. But let's enjoy it while we can, man. It's pretty sweet.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, facilities that you wish were still around. The old Yankee Stadium. Chicago Stadium. There's a lot of stadiums.
You talking about basketball?
Basketball, football.
Like NBA arenas
baseball.
And stuff. Yeah.
I mean, Candlestick Park, it's gone. Chicago, Soldier Field, that's not going to be a thing much longer.
Right.
How much longer does the Garden last? How much longer does Madison Square Garden last?
Madison Square Garden, man, as long as it's standing, man. Forever. I don't even, that shouldn't even be talked about. You can renovate a little bit, but you got to keep it the way it is.
It opened in 1968. How much longer can it withstand?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I hope forever.
Nothing lasts forever.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you didn't care back when they were sucking and things like that. But now that they're kind of getting their mojo back, I mean, it's got that electric feel to it. You're in the East. Like, I feel like you're going to be able to compete. You know, if you get some more dude. If you get another dude in there, like I said, I mean, they're winning. And that's part of the reason New York is in love with them. Is they're a New York kind of team, upper Northeast team with those Brunson and DiVincenzo and Josh Hart. You know, they just play with, you know, no pun intended, a whole lot of heart. But you know, so no, I hope it stays, man. It's the last, like, I mean, it's the Mecca. You know, it's like the last real iconic stadium around. If you ask me, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what's up there with.
It's the oldest, and the second oldest is the Target Center.
Minnesota? Wow.
1990.
Yeah.
So, MSG was opened in 1968. The Target Center was opened in 1990.
And that's the second oldest?
That is the second oldest.
Wow. Quite the gap.
Because you got to think the Boston Garden was around forever, and then they finally had to demolish it because it had no AC or heat. That's why you had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar having to get oxygen during the NBA Finals in the 80s. That was actually a thing. Have you ever seen those videos?
Mm-mm.
Like, they had the oxygen mask on the sideline because it was just so steamy.
You talking about
in
Boston?
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, they had a hockey game at one point, I'm pretty sure. Like, the steam was just coming up off the ice because they couldn't keep it cool.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Target Center is second oldest. I would have guessed there was an older one, like, in between there. But I guess there's not.
And then we're going to go by oldest to newest. The Delta Center, Utah Jazz, 1991. The Footprint Center, Phoenix, 1992. Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Cleveland, 94. The United Center, 94. We had just talked about that. The Moda Center in Portland, 95. TD Garden, 95. Wells Fargo Center, Philadelphia, 1996. And then, of course, the majority of these, like, a lot of them are not or have not changed since.
So the stadiums themselves are old, but like they've been renovated a bunch, right? I mean, all of these have been renovated. Okay, yeah.
Now, if you had a arena like this that had not been renovated, it'd basically be the Flint Tropics.
Yeah, that's true.
But from 1990 all the way up to 2004, you either had one that was being built or it was being renovated.
Mm.
And then there was a five-year gap in which Orlando was the next one to make a move to their new center because they had the Amway Arena,
yeah,
and then they went to the Amway Center, which is now the Kia Center. That was in 2010. Of course, the Brooklyn Nets moved from the Izod Center.
Is that the newest?
Yeah. No, they're actually not the newest. The newest is the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Sacramento moved facilities.
Oh, now Clippers are about to have their own arena next year, I think. Is it next year they're moving into the?
I think so.
And then who else was on here? Oh, yeah, Detroit. I keep wanting to think of the Palace at Auburn Hills.
Yeah.
Because they were there forever.
Yeah.
They were there for a long time. And then they built the new Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, I don't even know how they're still paying for that.
I don't either. I don't either. I mean,
those fans that go to that, I mean, tickets got to be like $210. I don't even know.
It would probably cost you less to go to a Detroit Pistons game than what it would to buy a Totino's pizza.
You'd probably get in with a Totino's.
Yeah. Donate a pizza. Get a ticket.
Yeah.
Donate a bowl of ramen.
Hear that, or probably just, please come to the game.
just come to the game, man. Like, we don't want to ask you for much. Just come to the game. Is it funny to think that they actually played at the Pontiac Silverdome at one point?
No.
Something about basketball games being played in football arenas that just drives me up the wall. I can't stand it. And it all started, and I didn't notice it really until I was playing a video game, Jack. It was called ESPN College Basketball 2K5.
Man, I wish I could play that.
I've got it. You want to play it?
Yes.
I'll bring you a PlayStation 2, a couple of controllers, and we will hash it out tomorrow.
Who we got in that game?
That would be a Chris Lofton team.
Okay, yeah.
Who else? Wayne Chisholm, I think. No, he wouldn't be there yet. Who else would be on that team? CJ Watson, Dane Bradshaw.
Any, like, NBA stars?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Who we got?
Well, like, they're not named.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Just got to go by their number.
Yeah. Yeah, number four. University of Pennsylvania, man. Guy can shoot. Palace at Auburn Hills. Back to the conversation. Brett, did you ever think that we would see another Malice at the Palace?
No chance. There'll ever be something like that again.
Would you say that the mustard throwing incident is what typical people, like casuals, would compare that to?
Maybe, but even that wasn't like we didn't player fan involvement the way it was. I mean, I haven't seen fist thrown like that ever.
No, that was Jack. You're too young to remember this.
Yeah, I watched the 30 for 30 on it, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, low key, I think it could happen again. Like, it just have to be the right. I mean, if Pat Beverly's out there, or Draymond Green's out there,
to think of Jamal Murray.
True, you might throw an ice pack at somebody.
He just got fined $100,000. Avoided a suspension, but...
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to get suspended for that, but, I mean, I don't know. It was the right punishment. I mean, the series is really over if he gets suspended in one game. I mean, as bad as he's been, they don't have any depth to replace him. I mean, yeah, so, but that was the punishment fit the crime, so...
Yeah, that is what it is. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Final segment of the program right here on Fan Run Radio. Let's get back to the phones. Larry in Georgia is up next. Hope his weather is better than what we're getting here. Goodness. Larry, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Not a lot. Long time, no talk.
It's hard out here for a pimp or something like that. I don't know. Whatever you want to insert. you know me, just trying to do as much as I can to get some things done. This past week with losing my brother has been a challenge, man. And then we were up there last weekend and going to be up there again next week for graduation. It's just been, man, I'm running into myself coming and going. And you know me, as big as I am, that's not hard to do. So, anywho, listen, this your conversations you were just having about these old stadiums, man, that would be a fantastic, you could almost do an entire show talking about old stadiums, whether it be baseball, college football, pro football, NASCAR tracks, like some of the old school places that either aren't there or on the verge of not being there anymore, and just the history of them, man. There are so many of them that are gone that I wish I could have had a chance to go to. Like, I can't stand the Yankees, old Yankee Stadium. Man, can you imagine what it would have been like to see a game there if you haven't?
And be like, hey, I got to see a game here, and you'll never get the chance to see a game here because that stadium is now gone. Kind of like, you know, some people can say to us with the old Stokely Athletic Center. Like, people talk about how raucous of an environment that was over on campus, and we'll never get to experience that because it is gone. Like, gone.
Yeah. It's crazy thinking of some of these places. And, like, NASCAR, I mean, they brought, you know, they're talking about bringing The Rock back, which, man, I would love that.
Wow.
You know, I lived over in Arizona when they used to race there, so I remember growing up watching it. But if I was to ever get a chance to go to a race at Rockingham, man, that would be legit right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one. And then, there's just a lot of places. Like, I wish I could have saw a game at the old Boston Garden. Mm-hmm. I'd have went up there and I'd have sweated the whole time I was there, but it would have been fun to go to. The old Orange Bowl is another one that I wish I would have got to go see a game at. Because you got to think, we watched games, you know, especially when I was younger, at the old Orange Bowl until they moved to Hard Rock Stadium or whatever it is now.
Right.
So that's gone. You'll never get that chance again. Marlins Park is where it's at, is what's on that ground now. They have not been able to sell that stadium out, even for a pro baseball team, right, since opening day in 2012. That's mm-hmm. the last time the Miami Marlins sold out a baseball game.
Right.
I couldn't tell you the last time the Miami Hurricanes sold out a football game.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched a clip yesterday. When they were number 4 in the country, we were number 13. And they couldn't even fill the stadium for that. Yeah. And that was at the old place.
Yep.
Yep. It's crazy. I mean, you mentioned one earlier, Jake, the old Candlestick Park.
Yes.
Football and baseball. Well, you can go see either one.
Larry, you might have just... Yeah.
What about where the Tigers used to play with the Cecil Fielder used to hit it out of the park all the time because they had the big what was that one called?
Old Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Vividly just remember that one.
Yeah, I mean, Malice at the Palace. I mean, the Palace at Auburn Hills. I think Jakey said something about that one earlier. That was an iconic place to play.
Yeah.
It would just be really cool to be able to see games in some of these old places anymore. Obviously, we can't, but...
You know, I have one of those on my list that I have been to that nobody else will ever get to go to if they didn't go to it already. The old Georgia Dome.
Mm.
Living down here in the cesspool, of course, I got to go to a few things there, but it was okay. But like you said, just the nostalgia of being able to say I got to see this in there.
Right. Atlanta Fulton County Stadium is another one.
Yep. That was actually a really fun place to see games. If you've never been there, man, I highly suggest, because eventually someday it'll probably be gone. Wrigley Field. I don't care if you like the Cubs or not, man, but that place is just iconic.
And
it's baseball legend.
Yeah.
And they're the only stadium that is grandfathered into the whole clause in which they can have ivy on the warning track.
Right.
They are the only baseball stadium in Major League Baseball that can have that because they're grandfathered in. If they build a new stadium, I doubt that remains a thing.
Probably not. It would take a lot to be able to get them to come off of the rule to allow it.
Oh, absolutely.
And there was another one I was just thinking of, and it just went completely out of my head. But I'll probably think of it as soon as we're off the call.
Oh, I've got one for you.
Work with us, old parts.
I mean, think about this. Do you guys remember when snow collapsed the roof of the Metrodome?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, that's another one.
As soon as you started to say that, I immediately went Minnesota.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Like I said, that really got me hearing you guys talk about some of those. It really got me thinking about some of these old stadiums and how I wish I could go back. Oh, Jake, did you ever get? I know you spent a little bit of time out in Los Angeles. Did you ever go to the Forum?
No, I was not allowed to leave outside of the quarters we were designated to be in.
I got to go to a hockey game and see the Kings play at the Forum when it was still around.
Oh, man, that was
a whole lot of years ago.
That'd have been a fun one.
So that was a lot of fun. I mean, we were kind of upper deck, but it didn't matter. I mean, I was probably 13 or 14 years old. So anyway, that was pretty much all I got. I know you guys got some bad weather up there. Obviously, for certain reasons, I've been kind of keeping an eye on that. We're supposed to get it here tonight, I think, and then into the morning. So we'll just keep all y'all duck and cover, man. And y'all be thinking about me as I travel this coming weekend to Phoenix, and then I'll be up there next week. Jake, we still got to figure out a plan for next weekend.
Yes, we do. Appreciate the phone call, Larry. We'll talk soon.
Go Big Friggin' Orange, guys.
That is Larry in Georgia. And talk to him in a minute. Good to hear from him.
Did you see the, not to change subjects from the stadiums and all, but did you see the Arkansas football made news yesterday for a recruit they picked up?
No.
They signed a former four-star wide receiver recruit from the 2014 class. He'd been playing Major League Baseball.
So what is he now, 28?
Yeah, former MLB player Monty Harrison has committed to Arkansas football.
That's literally what we did with Kelly Washington.
And this guy is older, though, right? Because Kelly Washington was only like, I mean, he was like 20, was he 25, 26 when he came to UT?
Yeah.
He was a grown man compared to these kids. But, yeah, you can look him
up.
This
was a thing, Jack. He's not making this up. Like, this used to be a thing. Like, guys would go and
play. He's one of the best to come through here, wide receiver-wise.
Yeah. I mean, he was him. Can we call that like it is? He was him.
Yeah, he took our offense to another level, that's for sure.
He was here from, what, 01 to 03?
Yeah, him and Stallworth, right?
01, 02, yeah.
And then Witten was out there.
He'd have been 24 when he got – or, excuse me, he was a 22-year-old freshman in 2001.
Yeah, this guy, I'll have to look up his age, but yeah. I mean, you're in the 14 class. It means you're, 17, 18 years old, and it's 2024, so that's 10 years. So he's like 27, 28, yeah, probably.
Why do I remember Vaughn Pearson kind of being in that same category?
I'm not sure. Remember, former coach here, Chris Winkie, wasn't he? He was like almost dang 30, right, at Florida State?
Yeah.
Because he was playing football. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, was he not? Or am I wrong? Did he win the Heisman?
I don't know if Winkie won it or not.
Did we play against him? Or did we miss playing him? I don't know. I remember, or maybe I'm thinking that they came back because he was supposed to be the quarterback in the national championship game, right? And we played the other guy. Didn't Winkie get hurt?
I think that's probably how it
went. They had Peter Warwick, I remember. And like, yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's crazy how you can still bounce back. And I mean, I guess the only reason why you bring him back is because he's still been playing at a professional. He's still in shape.
Yeah.
You know, heck, Arkansas needs all the help they can get right now, you know, so
well,
it'll be interesting to see he plays. I mean, he was a four-star wide receiver out of high school. I'm not sure where he was committed. I'm pretty sure his offers list was pretty impressive.
I mean, that's
because he's a bigger guy, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive regardless. But, I mean, there is a thing to having older guys on your roster.
Yeah.
Like, you have that advantage because, I mean, you basically have a grown man playing against boys in some cases.
Well, I mean, Peely's going to be – what's Peely going to be playing at? Like 26, 27 today or this year? Because he was like – went to BYU, obviously, and had to do his 2 years of, you know, what that – the Mormon stuff, you know, so
– The Mormon stuff.
I don't know what it's – whatever it's called. whatever it's called.
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean – something I forgot about, Kelly Washington had a concussion and missed the latter half of the year in 2002. Tennessee was 4-1 going into the Georgia game, and then we just lost three of our next four, got knocked out of the top 25. That's when I went to the Peach Bowl, Jack.
Oh, wow.
Watched us play Maryland. We got shellacked.
Oof.
30-3.
By Maryland?
We didn't even get to see the peach drop because it was on New Year's Eve, and it wouldn't have been fun since we got beat in the Peach Bowl.
33-3?
30-3.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Bell South was a thing back then. Do you know what Bell South is?
I have no idea what Bell South
is. So Bell South was a telephone company that got absorbed by AT&T. They had signs at the game, Jack. One side said good call. The other sign said bad call. Like one of those fans you see at the funeral homes. That's what it was for our football team, Jack. It was a funeral.
Yikes. I mean.
And you got Chick-fil-A coupons.
Okay.
I didn't know what Chick-fil-A was. I was from La Follette.
How old were you then?
I would have been I'd have been 7 okay. going to that game.
Cool.
Yeah.
3 points.
3 points.
Against Maryland.
Against Maryland.
Glad we're doing a lot better nowadays.
It was not a fun day. It was not a fun day. It was not a fun season. Should have been a lot better. But that's when the decline of Philip Fulmer started. Right after that 2001 SEC championship game.
Yeah, shame.
It all goes back to Fulmer. It all goes back to Fulmer. Kind of like everything in basketball goes back to MJ. But that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, we kind of hit on a lot of stuff today. We talked about coaching salaries. We talked about our baseball team. We found my doppelganger, which is scary still. Like, I still don't know how to feel about that. I'm getting notifications left and right about this. People are texting me. It's like, oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this.
It's got to be cool, though.
Not really. The guy's kind of ugly.
Your stunt double's out there.
Yeah, but hey, get your nose fixed, dude. Like, go to the doctor. Like, get that taken care of. You want to look like me, you got to get that taken care of.
Oh, man.
That ain't how this works. If you want to look like me, you got to look just like me. You're on track with the hair. You're on track with the beard. You got to fix that.
The size
nose.
Is there, right?
I mean, it's almost identical. Like, for what I was at that age, that's pretty spot on. About 5'9", 165. Then I hit my freshman 50. Leaving basic training, I was 145. I shot up to about 205.
Whoa.
You gained 60 pounds?
Within a matter of 6 months, yes.
Good Lord.
No, dude, I was... it still beats when I got up to about 260. There's a picture of big old Jake out there that is never going to see the light of day because it's that bad. Oh, yeah. Right now, I wear an extra large, mainly because I like a loose-fitting shirt. I can fit into a large. Back then, old G.I. Jake was pushing a 3X. Wasn't fun. Wasn't fun at all. If you are out there and you are listening, please stay safe today. Weather's about to get really bad here in Knoxville. I encourage you to go check out East TN Weather over on Facebook, over on Twitter. Our guy Mike Witcher will keep you updated throughout the day. That is going to do it for us. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jake.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.